neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Mefarshim ask, Ki tetze la minchama al oyevecha? Oyevecha is plural. Then it says, Untano is singular. So first it says, plural, and then becomes singular. Rabim, then become Yachid. So if Hashem asks, how come at the beginning says, Oyevecha, that is plural, and then he says, singular. Why? It should say, Untanam. It is a kitetze la milchama al oyevecha, then she says untanam. Or could say kitetze la milcha al oyevcha, one enemy, untano, it fits. But here first he says plural, and then he says singular. You paid attention?
If Hashem wants, and the reader was reading on Shabbat, he paid attention.
If Hashem wants,
so you know the answer.
He makes the enemy so weak, like that you are fighting with only one person.
Ah, beautiful, very nice. That's how we are off. Very nice. So that happened to be a story about somebody's house. In the middle of the day, the water sprinkler, they went up, they went off. So they're getting wet to get in. They don't know what to do. So now these timers that they have sometimes, they lose track. So Chacham was passing by there, so noticed that people, they're wondering what needs to do. So he went to the side, one of these stoppers, you turn it, right? So he turned the stopper, the handle, and everything stopped. So now it's interesting, you have like 10, 15, 20, the water sprinkler, then it's only is controlled by one. Here Tzvi Tasha is teaching us a very, very delicate message, and that is there are many branches of Yetzer Hara. That is just like Yetzer after sleeping. You know what that is?
No.
Baruch Hashem. Hazar Baruch. Eating. You know what that is?
No.
Money.
Nobody.
Kabod. At all. No. Jealousy. Hatred. We have to change the name of our Beit Knesset. Something like Gan Eden, something like that. Because it says in Gan Eden, there's no eating, no drinking, no ta'avod, no tachrut, nothing. Hashem Yizakenu. So now, here the Tam Shai is teaching us, Ki tesela minchama al oyevecha untano. What is it, untano? So that means, what is a murderer? What does a murderer do? Okay. So now, can you say that he killed somebody that he likes ice cream?
Nobody likes ice cream.
No, this particular one.
Again,
I mean, it's related, is it?
No.
So here we see Tosham is teaching us there's no difference between somebody committing murder and eating ice cream too much. It's the same desire. How do we know? You heard about the name of Esav? Who was Esav? Was the twin of Yaakov and Esav. So his name became
Edom.
Al ken qara'a shemo Edom. Why Edom? Because he ate. But before he eats, what did he do?
He killed.
Hunt.
He killed.
Killed, yes.
So how come you don't change his name when he kills somebody? Why? So here Torahtenu HaKadosha is teaching us unbelievable lesson. And it is, if he knew how to eat, he would not kill somebody. The reason that he killed somebody, because he ate the way usually people they don't eat. But that's how he wanted to eat. And that's what the desire that he had to eat the way he ate, he led him to go overboard to the extent that killed somebody. It's an unbelievable thing. How come you didn't give him a new birth certificate and he killed somebody or did many, many, many other things, terrible things? All of a sudden, we see Ibn Shalom issues a new birth certificate. No more Islam. A dog. Why? He ate. What do you mean? So the poor guy was hungry. Yeah, you're hungry. That's not how you eat. So if you eat like this, and you have such a desire, so that means you're not able to control other type of desires. Because it's all one thing. If you fix this, so the other thing will be fixed too. It's like you look at somebody at the time of eating, say, he says Lashon Hara. What do you mean he's eating? So no, he's a type of person who says Lashon Hara. Why? Because the way he uses his desire, the way he eats, he's fast, he doesn't, you know, have any pause in the middle, you know, he's maybe without respect, he's sloppy, and so on. So that means in other areas it's exactly the same thing. I'll give you another example. I know, I'm sorry. I give you a different example. You know, there's a gentleman, actually he's a giant gentleman. His name is Og, but actually he has other name, Palit. Tortan also gives him a name of Palit, right? Because he was saved from Mabul. He was resting on the Teva of Noah, and Noah was giving him sushi every day. Now all of a sudden Tortan says he was Og. Og? What happened, Og? He said, you know why the name is became Og? Because he saw the Uga of Sarah Imenu. Tratamashe says, you know why he informed Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom to go after Lot? Because when he saw the Uga, then he had a desire to marry Sarah Imenu. So he planned, Chas V'Shalom, to kill Avraham Avinu. So he will marry Sarah Imenu. But how did that happen? Because the eyes went after Uga. So that's why we call him Mr. Uga. He's Mr. Cake. That's why his name is Og. He's the Og. It's from Uga. So that means that's what he was after for. So that's what all the desires came about. So here makes it so simple. So simple. That means every minute limitation, discipline that you give yourself for anything that you have. Anything you have. It means maybe you sleep less, 5 minutes less than what you like to sleep. You eat 2 minutes less than whatever you want to eat. Or you eat 5 minutes later than you should really eat. There are other examples about this, that Hashem accepted Teshuvah even. Who was that? Achab. Achab was a king. And then we see Hashem accepted Teshuvah. Why? Because the king, they eat early. So what did he do? He ate his breakfast 3 hours later. That was his teshuvah. Hashem accepted his teshuvah. Because he ate 3 hours later than what he usually was eating. Why? Because when you are able to work on one type of desire that you have, the others will be taken care of. It's guaranteed. And that's what the Torah says, Ki tetze la milchama al oyevecha. You want to fix all the desire you have? Work on one. Then, when you go after it, ki tetze, you go after it, then untano, it's only one thing. Then you fix one, the rest will be handled. Such a powerful, easy remedy. Chazaka Baruch Torahtenu HaKadosha. You know how much money you save to go to the psychologist? And such a powerful message. Every you eat three times a day, make it two. You eat at 8, make it 9. You eat one plate, make it half. You eat two plate, make it 1. Tomorrow. So you see how your system becomes so powerful, so positive, so happy, and you see such a kedusha, such an elevation, such an improvement. Hashem is like, you know, to give us the koach to be able to do this ratzon bezal Hashem and right chokhmah, how to be able to control this enemy. And bezal Hashem iskeh b'shanam ad nachat b'shalot tov.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.